I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. This show is sponsored by Dr. Dean here in Access Consciousness. Thanks to both. And if you would like to become a facilitator, take one of their courses, look up their products and the amazing work they're doing all around the world, go to Dr. Dean here, HEER.com or AccessConsciousness.com. This show has been nominated for two People's Choice Podcast Awards, as well as a Webby Award, and we are ranked in the top of all of self-improvement in Apple Podcasts in the USA, and quite high in many other countries. I'm always tickled to see where we end up. And thank you, everybody, for your comments, for your likes, for your subscribes. I read all your comments, and I do get back to you. I am a visibility media coach. I help you to write a page-turner book, take your book to a guaranteed international bestseller, and I coach people on the ultimate visibility formula, how you can get interviewed as a guest on radio and podcasts and get massive results, like filling up your workshops and selling your books and so much more. And right now we have a few spaces opened in our book writing membership. So if you want to write a book, whether you're a first-time author or you've written before, go to debbiedashinger.com/visiblevisionaries. That's one word, visible visionaries. It's debbiedashinger.com/visiblevisionaries. We only have a space because so many of the authors have now written and published their books. So you'll want to be one of those too. They're doing a great job out there. And I'm very, very, very proud of all my students. I'm also very proud to say that today I have a guest returning because once wasn't enough. And we got so many great loves and comments and questions when he came on the show last time. And because we're in such interesting times, it was time to bring him back. It is Dr. Christopher Macklin, who is a very powerful channeling medium. He originally hails from England, now in the US, and he's a healer as well. He utilizes divine healing cultivated to help people recover from various illnesses, and he's able to heal many people at a time simultaneously. He rebalances the body's energy field, clears chakra points, and cleanses the body's meridian field, removes blockages and negative energies. And you will see, because as like last time, he will do a healing in the show. So definitely stay with us till the end. And then if you would like to participate in his group healings, we'll give out that website. Because he works with people individually as well as in groups. He's also the author of Centering the Mind, Healing of Chronic Stress, Anxiety, Depression, ADD, OCD, and PTSD in children, adolescents, and adults. You can learn more about Dr. Christopher Macklin at globalenlightenmentproject.com. And with that, I welcome back to Dare to Dream, Christopher Macklin. Great to have you.
Yay! Thanks, thanks for having me on. It's wonderful to be back. Bless your heart.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You always make me feel so good. Tell me why you say that. That seems like an interesting question, a place to start. But ever since I met you, you always say things like that. Oh, you know, you have this joy, this life within you. And then you say things like that. And I'm not used to experiencing that. You don't normally walk in a room and, there's a huge celebration.
Yay, we're doing it. Well, it's interesting. You know, it's funny. I'll give you a little story. So I talked to our accountant one day and I said, yay, we're doing the accounts. He goes, what? Yeah, we're doing the accounts. And it's really funny because ever since then, every time I speak to her, she always says, yay, it's you on the line, you know. And they're always really excited because we just do okay. We always do okay. And I think it's one of those things that if you get in the mindset that, you know, life's amazing, if you've got enough, don't think about, you don't need loads of money, you know, you don't need loads of things, you don't need loads of stuff. You just need enough, you know, and God will always provide. And I think, you know, to me, one of the key instruments is getting your passion. You know, there's a burning passion with everybody. And it might be, you know, car maintenance. It might be cooking. It might be whatever it is, you know, painting, sculpturing. But it all brings people absolute joy. And, you know, they get joy by fixing the thing. And, oh, my goodness, my car works again. Oh, my goodness, that food was amazing. And I'm seeing more and more nowadays, I don't know about you, but speaking about food is that, you know, when we purchase stuff outside and you get it in, you start eating it, it's kind of meh, you know. And sometimes I think, what do we want for dinner tonight? And the answer is, I don't know, what feels good? And the answer is nothing. But if you create your own food without loving it, it tastes really different and sits well better in your body, I think. So there's things like that, you know, everything's about healing. Everything, every instrument you can do, every passion is a form of healing, you know, in a different way. You know, if you look at a painting, you know, someone's a painting up, you look at it, oh my God, that's incredible, because you can feel people's energy, you know, flowing from it, you know. And I mean, I'm not into painting. If I produced a, you know, a painting and went to an art gallery, like, get out and never come back.
Unless you want to buy one.
Yeah. They'd probably say, look, here's $100,000, never come back, and please don't pretend you're a painting. That's okay, well, you know, because I'm not. You know, everyone's got gifts, and I think if you can pursue that gift, it gives you a passion, it gives you a reason to wake up in the morning. And to me, that's one of the key instruments. It's a divine gift from God.
Well, bless you for always making me and so many people feel so good and joyful, and what a beautiful time to let that come through. And I like the idea you're talking about, you know, even with accounting, I just did my taxes. I certainly didn't say that to my accountant. Yay!
Like, yay, we're doing taxes.
But I will next year. And I'd love to see her reaction. I'll probably be one out of a million. And it's a beautiful way to start. I want, for people who don't yet know your work, and most people will, but just for those who don't, paranormal conduit. What does that mean according to what your gifts are? So how does that show up for you?
Well, I was born as Melchizedek being. If you don't know what that is, I'll look it up. And, you know, there's five of us here. And one of the key instruments is to be born as a Melchizedek being, they have to put enough DNA. So it sounds a bit strange. My mother was abducted. You know, they placed the egg and everything else to fertilize the egg to get enough DNA of Melchizedek to allow the soul to integrate into the body. So, you know, as a Melchizedek being, I work with the Melchizedek beings, you know, in the ultimate dimension. So what that means is really to me, and is that you're a conductor, you know, and I take responsibility. You know, I've heard people, and it's sad because, oh, it's nothing to do with me, it's all God. Well, of course it is something to do with you, because I sit here 12 hours a day, you know, through Skype, through everything else, as a conductor, conducting, you know, the Melchizedek being has to come down and do work in people's bodies. We apply energy, you know, we work on all types of conditions. It's kind of psychic surgery and a whole slew of other things. So people say, oh, what's all that about? But by goodness, it works. I mean, you know, we work on 5,000-6,000 people a week, and every week, you know, day in, day out. There's, you know, people say, well, how do I afford, you know, a healing session? Well, we do by donation. If you don't have any money, don't ever shame yourself, because I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. I lived out of a car for 4 years. So, you know, I know what it's like to have no money for food. You know, people say, oh, yeah, you don't know. It's like, oh, listen, I've been there. And it's not pleasant. But what it does is by going through these things, it allows you to grow and really appreciate the things you have, you know. But I think it's a conductor of the orchestra. So I feel blessed. You know, a lot of people, again, with healing, say, oh, it's nothing to do with me, it's all God, it's, you know, nothing to do with me. It is something to do with you, because if you don't show up for that healing session, it's not going to happen. So it's kind of conducting the Melchizedek beings to do things in the body and really help people. That's what it's all about. So it's a conduit, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting because I looked up Melchizedek beings, wanting to understand it more. Very biblical. There's only three books in the Bible that mention it. They do say that it's got a meaning of God most on high. Melchizedek gives a blessing or at least one. And so how did you come to know that in your life? That was that something that somebody told you and said, you know, you need to know something about yourself, or did it come to you through another being that we can't see?
It actually came to me.
Yeah.
Well, I really learned about the Melchizedek beings when I went to Belize, and I went to Chaantavich. It's a Mayan temple. And, you know, the Mayans are kind of into rituals and things, but the temples they built were on the ley lines. They're very strong. So I went up this temple, and it really heightened my vibration. And from then on, it really triggered me. And I remember having visions. I said, okay, show me past lives. It was like literally like a hologram just before me. I was watching it. I think, wow, this is interesting. And I think, again, it's not about ego, what you've done in a past life. It's actually about understanding it, because this time is very different. You know, I've been back, you know, many times, last 4,000 years, doing the same type of thing. But this lifetime is it. You know, the last one's just a rehearsal for the now, because the now is kind of, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to look out the world and go, what's going on? I mean, oh, goodness, you know, and to me, you know, it's all about staying out of that matrix, staying out of that third dimensional world and, you know, being in a family where they hold the space for you. You know, my father doesn't hold the space for me. He's in England, you know, he's just taken the vaccine, he's done this, that, and the other, and he doesn't get any of this, and that's okay, you know, but it's so important not to judge people, but you need to set boundaries and have people who really get this, and so they can hold the space for you and fill you with joy and, you know, and also support you in what you do, you know, which is key, I think.
When I have experienced your sessions, and you and I have done a couple of private sessions, if anybody were to ask me to describe what it's like, I think I would say you're like an X-ray machine or an MRI, because we're not even together. We're working together remotely. And yet, almost like there's no flesh, you can literally see in the body and the emotion. And I know, because the things you picked out were indeed issues going on with me, and I had told you nothing, but you went right for those things. So is that what it's like for you? Do you feel like you're scanning like an X-ray?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, they call it remote viewing, and, you know, different people have different skills. But, you know, one of the skills I've got is remote viewing. So what does it look like? Well, it's like having a monitor in your mind just here. And I say, okay, let's look at Debbie's kind of kidneys, and let's look at your intestine. So they open kind of a window, you know, and you can look at the kidney. Oh, they look a bit gray, you know, so they're struggling, especially the adrenal glands, top of the back of the kidney. We look at the intestines. We look at the thyroid, you know. I'm looking for low vibrational energy. Sometimes I might see a polyp on it or a goiter or something, or, you know, a tumor. So it's crazy, because they can open loads of windows. So what you're doing is you're doing the healing session, but you say, okay, well, I'm going to work on the kidneys, which is over here. So yeah, once I see them, the kidney, okay, they'll carry on. You should feel movement in there. Right, let's look at the liver. Okay, liver looks a little bit paralyzed. Okay, let's take that up. So it's almost like having a screen in your mind of what's going on in the body, you know, and like you say, you're not there, you know. I mean, we work all over the world. Some people are in Australia, like 7,000-8,000 miles away, and yet, you know, they say, well, how on earth can you see it? And it was interesting, because my mother passed a number of years ago, but before she passed, 6 months before she passed, she got really sick. And this was a test for my father, and I didn't realize at the time. So she got really sick. She goes to hospital. She's got end-stage heart failure, blah, blah, blah. And she's got a big mass in her back. And so I said to my father, well, I looked at the mass and I said, that's calcification. You go, no, no, no. They think it's cancer. I said, tell the specialists. I can see it. It's called. Well, how can you see it? You're 4,200 miles away. I said, because I can. It's a gift. And it's funny, because she had the scan that night. They came back next day and said, oh, it's calcification. He goes, how do you know that? I said, well, I can see it. Yeah, I can't help it. So, you know, anyway, what happened is, cut long story short, she lived and I asked her, you know, I came back, worked on her for 3 or 4 days in a row. She was going to die. And it turned around and I said, Mom, will you stay? She goes, I'll stay for a short while. Now, a short while always means more or less 5 or 6 months. And I knew, and she said, but please don't ask me again. I said, okay. So I worked on it. And, you know, the Sunday, my father said, well, she's just about to die. And all this. And come the Monday, I said, Dad, she's going to wake up at 7:30 English time, and she's going to go home mid-afternoon. He goes, don't be so ridiculous. She did exactly that. She woke up, went home. I mean, she was frail, but she stayed. And exactly 6 months later, the whole thing went south. I flew back because I knew. And I said, Mom, she goes, you promised you would never ask. Okay. You know, so that was it. And she passed. But, you know, I was pleased for it because it was a time to go. And, you know, I dearly loved her, bless her.
And that's so powerful. You could show up. That's hard to work on someone you love and are connected with at that level. And especially for your dad to be able, no matter where he put that information, but he still at that intimate level got to experience your gifts with someone he loved. So somewhere he knows the truth of who you are.
Yeah, but you know, my dad's a little crab. Bless him. That's not a judgment. That's an observation. He's been a crab all my life. Like, you're not good enough and you're too thick to do this. And I think it kind of showed him for a short time. And I was hoping he would latch onto it and start growing. But of course, you know, oh my God, your gifts are amazing. Then suddenly it goes south again. And that's okay. You know, bless him. You know, he's 86 now. And will he get in this lifetime? Probably not. But again, I never judge people. You know, they're on their own journey. And that's key, I think, to the success of life here. You know, don't ever judge anybody. If they want to do something or they want to go to the doctor, oh, don't do that. It's not for us to even say that, you know, just hold the space for them. Mm-hmm. I always say, well, look, before you do anything, please do your research. But I'm not going to advise anybody, you know, it's their vehicle, you know, and it's whatever they do with it. It's up to them, bless them.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned earlier that anybody who looks out right now doesn't take a genius to understand these are very challenging times. There's a lot of people going through stress and anxiety. And what's interesting too, because we're essentially all satellite dishes as sensitives, that even if we're not organically generating the stress and anxiety, I mean, certainly I'm one of those sensitives, that all you have to do is walk around and you can think it's yours or part of that flow. Is there specific ways we can calm ourselves right now, that we can find a way to shift and just be relaxed? Because that's something I'd like to start sending out into the world, certainly, and it can start here.
Well, you know, I think what you could do is do what pleases you. If you've got spiritual practice, it doesn't matter, Christian, Buddhist, you know, whatever you are, you know, I mean, I don't get involved with religion, I don't get involved with politics, it's not my deal, but I think it's time to step out of all that and get back to your sovereign self and your connection with God. And the only way I think to do that is spend time with God. People say, well, I'll meditate for 5 minutes, but that's not enough. You know, you should allow yourself a lot more time, maybe 2 hours or an hour, and just get that deep relaxation. And once you start doing that, then God will really connect with you in, you know, ways you've just never seen before. But people just don't take the time. And it's like, you know, the beings, I mean, you're talking about different beings, you know, Palladians, Arcturians, Sumerians, they're all light beings. They're all angelic beings. They want to work. You've got the God, Goddess, Prime, Creator of all it is. I call God, who created this third dimensional world. You've got the Bekilzdet beings who are involved with that. You know, they police the space-time down here. So there's a whole slew of beings that we can connect to that people call, in quotes, God. And you know, wherever you're from, whatever your starseed family, if you're a starseed, it's important, I think, to connect with them because they will help you, you know, learn your gifts. But it sounds brutal. They don't waste their time with people. Oh, well, I'm going to give you 2 minutes, God, and that's it. You know, I've seen things before like manifestation, you know, the gratitude stone. Well, I'm going to give you 5 minutes, God, and then that's it. So I'm grateful for my wife, you know, the car and the stuff. Okay, we're done, you know. I don't think life works like that. To me, gratitude is kind of a way of life. You feel it all day, every day, 24/7. And you feel surrendered, you know, surrender to God. You know, I know about this because, you know, I couldn't manifest anything in 2007 to 2009, 10. When I went bankrupt, I was living out of a car, couldn't manifest food. And I got all kind of, you know, sad with myself and, you know, felt codependent, no one cares, and, you know, powerless victim, the usual things. And then I decided, you know what, God, I deserve food. And You know, I remember saying in Belize, I didn't have any food for 21 days. Okay, God, I command that I get food right now. And I thank you, God. And I put the power behind it. And within 4 or 5 minutes, the most dodgy guy in Belize, you know, the wheeler dealer, and he's looking around, he's like, Chris, come here. Here's 50 Belize dollars. Now, 50 Belize dollars is like $15 in the US. That lasted for 2 weeks while I was there and food. And I was so blessed by it. But the guy said, please don't say anything because they'll think I'm, you know, they'll think I'm an easy target, you know. And I said, okay, I won't say anything. And I had food for 2 weeks. But, you know, what I'm pointing out is that manifestation, if you get your power back, don't give your power away. You know, don't be a people pleaser because, you know, if you know people come round and they exhaust you, then why are you inviting them round? You know, if you don't like having them in your house, don't invite them, you know, because you're in control yourself. It's not that you're judging them. It's just that they're going to suck your energy, you know, and talk about blah, blah, blah. You know, to me, there's lots of stuff to important things to talk about rather than blah, 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 you know, which is like the usual mundane thing is, do you see the color of a hat in church? Or, you know, do you see this in the, you know, in the governmental system? Who cares about that? You know, you're in control of your life. And I think once you take a step back and really get with people who love you and do fun things, you know, whatever gives you fun, if it's dancing to music, do that. You know, if it's Pilates, do that. You know, if it's yoga, do that. You know, just have some fun because, you know, no one can ever take that away from you. That's your, you know, your sovereign right.
And I feel like right now, I mean, this conversation is so good because surrender is really deep. It's actually very up for me right now in a whole new level. And so I'm grappling with it. I'm going back and forth. And I understand I'm being called to it, but I also feel like the planet is in a big way. And part of that surrender is God has my back. I can trust myself. Yeah. I can trust the universe. I can trust there's something benevolent that loves me and knows me and all will be okay. How do you recommend, though, the idea is great, but how can people shift into that so they can just, their whole system, their adrenals, their stress level, their overactive mind and worry, how can they really manifest that? And what needs to happen in order so they can get in that flow?
Well, the book gives some exercises, you know, that you can actually do. There's also, we have the brain series where if you've got PTSD, ADD, all this stuff, you know, anxiety, everything's caused by emotion, of course. So, you know, you ingest emotion and people say, oh, I've been working on myself for 30 years. But most human beings are ingesting 50 to 100,000 layers around the heart of emotion. So it's huge. Mm. And, you know, it's way too much for human beings. So all that emotion, of course, bleeds into the adrenals, it bleeds into the liver, it bleeds into the thyroid, so you feel exhausted. And, you know, and then, of course, if your vibration drops, you get an energy attachment. And that drags your vibration down even more. So I think, you know, again, if people want to, it's up to them. You know, look at the meditations. We have anxiety. We have the brain series where it's about ADD, ADHD, OCD. You know, what it does is release emotion and then it works on the neurochemical balance to rebalance the brain. And if you do that for a while, you'll find a big shift. Or what you can do is just meditate and breathe deeply and just breathe it out. You know, it depends whether you want, you know, how much work you want to do. To me, I think it takes a lot of work to actually release enough emotion. You know, I've had people say 30 years I did it, you know, in one-to-one of specialized groups, I do 81 releases. And it's not just releases like layers on the top. It's actually what they do is in those 50, 100,000 layers, they go in and say, okay, what's your biggest emotion affecting you now? They pull that out. You can feel a tightness, you release it. And then the next biggest and the next biggest. By getting rid of the biggest emotions, of course, that's the things that are really affecting you. You know, it's like Debbie, if your dad's like, Debbie, get out of my sight. Well, okay, is that a big deal? Well, you know, it's sad, but, you know, it's not. But, you know, if you get breakups, if you get things happening, you go bankrupt, whatever, you know, everyone's got big things in their life, you know, being raped, you know, you've been in child trafficking. Who knows what you've been through? And, you know, I deal with all these people. And I think, you know, that way it gets rid of the biggest emotions very quickly. So then, you know, your vibration gets up, you get this inner strength, like, wow, you know, I feel amazing, you know, and you're leaping out of bed. Let's do some stuff today. Yeah. That's what it's all about, you know. I mean, I love what I do. I don't know if you can tell. But so, I love it, you know, because, you know, people always, you know, every time I get a new client, you know, I was phoning them. Look, before we start, I just want to thank you for all you're doing. And, You know, we do a lot, you know, and you know, is it a big deal? No, I love doing it. You know, it's a way of life. And I think that's the key, finding your passion where it's more of a way of life than a job, you know, so it's who you are, you know, rather than what you do.
What's going on right now, since you've been on the show? I've been following as much as I can, you know, ET news, if you will. So how are they showing up, working with, connecting to humanity right now? How are the extraterrestrials working with Gaia? What's going on that's new?
Well, you know, as you know, and I've had a lot of people say, where the heck is God? You know, what's up with God? God's not intervening. Well, this world was created by God, Goddess, Prime Creator of all that is, with also the Melchizedek beings to create a classroom for humanity. So that's great. Okay, so let's create a classroom. One of the rules is that there is no intervention from off-planet people without us asking down here. So think about it. Well, why have we got so many, you know, why have we got so many star seeds born right now? And the answer is because it's our job as star seeds, and you're a star, you know, I don't know what's egotistical, but, you know, I was born as a Melchizedek being, so it's one of my jobs as well. And it's all Palladian people, Lactorian, Sumerian, Atlantarian, Palladian. You know, it's all our jobs to actually bring these beings and say, okay, we need some help down here, because they can't just come and help without asking. And that's why we've incarnated on this planet, to pull that down. And so what's happened is that the more and more people wake up on the star seeds, the more help we get. I mean, you know, for example, the Arcturians, I clear the crystalline structure around the planet probably once a week at the moment. Because, you know, if anyone is listening to this show, you might feel like an overwhelming anxiety. And then some days it feels kind of discombobulation and surreal. And all this is coming from the collective energy in the crystalline structure around the planet. So the Arcturians clear it. You know, they go literally in craft and clear the structure so that then it resets. It feels better for a few days. And then, of course, humanity is building up and stress with what's going on in governmental systems and religion and everything else. You know, it's created so much separation. It kind of saddens me, but do I get involved with it? No, because I won't be separated for anything. You know, I think it's important. You know, it's a whole mind control system, and they're really good at it. You know, look at the world. It's kind of crazy. So it's up to us to take control. So I'm not going to be mind controlled, and step out the matrix and just do the amazing things you do. You know, if you don't like wearing a mask, then don't go out. You know, if it offends people, that's okay. Use DoorDash, you know, make your own food, whatever you want to do, you know, do your own thing at home, and, you know, and go out open spaces where you can be amongst trees. You know, the things about trees is they're incredible, that when you get out in nature, it actually starts to absorb the anxiety within people, and they get so relaxed. Like, wow, this is amazing. Nature's there for us, you know, but it's spending time, I think.
So if we, earlier you were alluding that it's good to know, as if we are star seeds, it's good to know who you are connected with, who your lineage is, excuse me, because you can learn a lot about them, thereby learn about yourself. I'm interested in that, absolutely. But I would have no idea where to start to understand what planet I am, my people are from. How do we divine that? How do we figure that out? Or do we just work with you?
Well, you can work with me. You know, one of the things I think the key instruments into finding out what starseed is to get your vibration up first. Once you get your vibration right up there, it means that, you know, you're not going to be manipulated with intuition. Because remember, you've got beings around you. You know, if you say, okay, am I Palladian? If your vibration's low, you might get the wrong answer because these things are trying to manipulate that around you. And they're sending you negative thought. No, you're not when you are. So one of the key instruments, I think, is to get your vibration up, get your intuition stronger. And then, you know, you can meditate and you can go through all the starseed family. I mean, we have the starseed family in our books, but you can say, okay, where's my soul from? Am I Palladian? Yes or no? And I don't think so. Because we all have DNA from all the different starseeds. And so it's no use saying, well, where am I from? Because you can get a yes on all of it. Like, well, I've got Palladian DNA, I've got Arcturian DNA. But, you know, if you say, where's my soul from? That's different. And so, you know, then you can sort of get the intuition and say, okay, am I Palladian? No. Am I Arcturian? And you get a big yes. Like, wow, that's really resonating. And, you know, and I think that's important for people. As you meditate, as you release emotion, you'll get higher and higher. Your intuition will become way stronger. And you'll get this inner strength to believe your intuition. You know, when you first start, of course, you, well, yeah, I get that, but let's go and check with somebody else because I need to get confirmation. But as you get your vibration up, of course, you get this inner strength to believe in what you feel, you know, and I think that's a key instrument. Mm-hmm. Believe in that first, it's always the first intuition within you. You know, am I Palladian? No. Okay, well, that's fine. Am I Arcturian? No. Atlantarian, Lumarian, Andromedan. There's, you know, there's plenty of star seeds, Sirian, Sirian A or B, you know, and once you find that out, and, you know, again, just coming back to that, if you meditate with them, you're going to find that they won't show up straight away because, the you know, like for example, just take an example, UW, you know, you're meditating, there's a, well, she meditated tonight, yeah, and now, okay. And you might go a week, you might go 3 weeks, you might go 2 months before, oh, she's really serious, right, okay, let's connect to it, you know, and it sounds daft, but they don't waste their time. It sounds brutal, actually, but they don't waste the time with people who aren't, you know, going to be committed. And once you're committed, once you connect with them, your gifts will come in abundance. You know, you'll get downloads. They really connect. I mean, they showed me over 4 years the cause and effect of almost everything. I meditated every day for 4-6 hours. And that's why I get a good understanding of how the body functions. And have I ever read a book on the body? Not really, you know. I'm not a doctor. I've got PhDs, but not a doctor, you know, an MD. But they showed me, okay, what's COPD? How does that work? What's cancer? How does that work? What's Lyme disease? How does that work? And from that, you know, then you'll study and understand the gifts and they'll show you, you know, how to actually do the healing from maybe a different perspective.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, very encouraging, very encouraging. So pick up our vibration, and there's a lot of these very basic tools we all know about that we can use. And with a heart that's open and willing, the information will come. I've gotten downloads in the sense, always at unexpected times, where I've seen parallel lives of mine. And it was very clear It was me looking at me.
oh, it's me.
Yeah, it was funny. Really not, nothing like
it's
this.
It's weird. Yeah.
Definitely. The big head, the black eyes. Completely hairless, I couldn't tell you what gender it was, but I know what it felt like. I know it was sentient and I know it was connecting with me, and it's happened twice now. So, it's quite beautiful actually. And yeah, I would really love to welcome more and to even understand where it's from or I'm from, so to speak. That's fascinating to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even when you go on ships, they wipe your memory. Why is that? Well, because they don't want you to remember. Because, you know, when you get on ships with your own kind, you know, the amount of love you feel is kind of way beyond what you could describe down here. And so they have to wipe it so you'll come back here. Otherwise, no, I'm not going back there again. I want to stay here. So they need us here. You know, that's why they don't tend to take us off planet very often. Unless again you've evolved where you know that you've got a mission to do and we're doing it regardless, and then they'll obviously help you, you know?
So if we have a mission, is there a divine timeline for each person?
Oh yeah, there's a few divine timelines. Normally the biggest one is your absolute gift, you know, whatever that is. I mean, like I say, my divine time, I'm on it, you know, we're doing healing and there's a lot of facets around it, but of course, you know, the main thing is healing. Some divine timeline might be waking people up, you know, and truth seeking. Other people, you know, you might be doing exactly what you're doing, you know, being a host and helping get the word out. You know, everyone's got a different gift, you know. And I think, you know, there's even people in the governmental system who are sleepers, who are angelic, who want to help and turn all this around and change everything. There's people in religion who get it. But, you know, they've got to be so careful that it's got to be the right time. Otherwise, we're all, you know, you're saying the wrong things. And, you know, so the sleepers all over, there's people helping all over, you know, in all parties, in all religions, everywhere. You know, and I think as this shifts, you know, they'll start putting different perspective of, okay, have a look at this religion, have a look at that one. They've all got, you know, a lot of things are hijacked, you know, including obviously, you know, politics as well. And I think, you know, again, if we know God's got our back, why worry about it? You know, don't get anxiety about it. It's okay. You know, it's going to evolve the way it's meant to evolve on that timeline. All we can do then is really choose, okay, let's do my gift and let's really get it out there and start helping people, service to people instead of obviously service to self. And that's key, I think.
That's beautiful. Would you be willing to do a healing for us at this point?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yay!
you know, Dad, we always say, talk is cheap. Let's do some healing and see what you feel. You know, so what I'll do is, I'll ground ourselves, clear the meridians, give us energy. And then what I might do is spin the Merkabahs. We have Merkabahs. Just to give you an idea, Merkabah is this sort of structure. This is made out of, paper. But we have three of these. And, of course, you've probably seen it. And obviously it's a lot bigger, but the center is around the sacral point. So if you spin these Merkabah fields, we've got three of them. So depending on, who you are and male, female, there's a lot of dependencies. The outer one will go in either clockwise or anticlockwise. The next one will go in the opposite direction and the next one goes in the same direction. So if we spin these, you're going to feel pretty spacey.
Oh,
but let's clear the meridians, remove any entities first, so let's do it, bless you. Okay, so what I want you to do is sit back and relax and we'll ground ourselves. Don't forget, I define God as God, Goddess, prime creator of all that is. That's my definition of God. So, but if you want to use any other word, that's okay. God kind of couldn't care less at the moment. It's just about connecting. So let's ground ourselves. I want you to say, I am of God.
I am of God.
I ground myself to the earth.
I ground myself to the earth.
And I accept this healing for my highest good.
I accept this healing for my highest good.
Right. So what we do first is for everyone on this call and listen in the future, we're going to remove all remote viewers. What are remote viewers? They're beings. They watch you. And sometimes you can have 30 or 20 and you'll feel discombobulated, butterflies, your stomach, you feel as though being watched. So I'm going to remove them. So I'm asking them to kill that beings now. So, dear God, I command that for anyone listening now and in the future, we'll remove all remote viewers, info levels wide and high through all space-time continuum in every dimension. All the beings involved with that manipulation, info levels wide and high through all space-time continuum in every dimension, going to bring them before you, God, for justice in any other way, anyhow. Not for us to judge them. Therefore, we are going to release them to you right now with unconditional love and forgiveness. So if you felt discombobulated, you'll feel more grounded in the next 2 minutes and that feeling will disappear. Right, so I'm going to put you in portals. Why do we do that? Well, we put you into portals, bond it into Merkabah fields. That means you're in a sacred space and then the Bekilzdet beings can come through and do work on you. So let's just do that. Ultimate dimension, 8 portals around each person on this call and listen to the future. Close off with the deer. Got to command 27. Each chair of Merkabah fields around that person with their sacral point in the center of the Merkabah fields, bonding the portals to those Merkabah fields and program the blueprint of that person's DNA in the keys of Enoch so as not to let anything except for the highest good to enter. Right, I'm going to remove any entities first. If you've got an entity attachment, can be Anunnaki, Draconian. They sit in the abdomen, hang on the shoulders, so shoulders are tight. They crash the abdomen, so it's distended. They affect the liver, kidneys, and also the intestines, the bottom of the intestines, so you get gurgly, you get wind, and you can't ingest, you don't digest your food properly. So removing those, now you're going to feel a drawing sensation from your torso out through your tummy button right now. If you've got a first and second dimensional snake being, they tend to sit in the left or right shoulder, left or right hip, left or right breast. We're removing those now, so you're going to feel an unraveling if you have one of those attached. If you've got an Archon attached, they're interdimensional beings. They have no body, but they are energetic. They just attach you, and they're removing those now. So you're going to feel energy drawing out your body. And if you've got Luciferian, these are pretty snarly beings. Goes back to demonic entities from Jesus' time. They're very snarly. So when they remove them, which they're doing now, they may contort your body slightly or speak through your voice box in a raspy voice. So don't worry. Removing those now, we're going to send them all back to God with unconditional unforgiveness. Right, so what we're going to do now is comb the meridian. So you're going to feel angelic hands go down your body. These are Melchizedek hands. What does that mean? Well, you get stuck energies in the meridians, different parts. So what they're doing is they're combing it all out. So going from your crown down your face, the back head on the left, down your neck, cross your left shoulder, down your arm. On the right, We're doing the same. On the left, we're going down your neck, down chest, down your abdomen, up to the hip. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going from your hip down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, out to the foot. And on the right, we're doing the same. Right, so I'm going to give you energy. There's two types of people who are going to listen to this call. People with spirochetes and nantet, people without. If you've got spirochetes and nantet, what's that? You're going to get a different energy. So spirochetes and nantet are brilliant. When it blows with the body, it becomes Lyme. HIV blows with the body, becomes AIDS. Agent Orange blows with the body, becomes, in quotes, Agent Orange blow with the body. Then you've got Morgellons. If you have Morgellons, you have Lyme disease, which is nanoparticles blown up in the body, and also COVID, the weaponized system, which has got H5 proteins. So if you got any of those, you're going to get tachy energy. So this is for you guys without spirochetes and nantet. That's most of you who are going to listen to this call. You're going to feel light, floaty, warm, tingly, really relaxed. So we're really cranking it up. You should get pretty spacey. Now, you guys with spirochetes and nantet replicating your body, you're going to feel space, time, continuum energy, or tachy energy. What it does is it fries the spirochetes when they die off. So you're going to feel tachy energy. It starts off subtle, very electrostatic. It's going to get stronger, stronger and stronger, very staticky, buzzy energy, stronger and stronger. Okay, then it'll plateau. When we're finished, interview, if you move the computer 3 or 4 feet away, it'll get really strong, turn into more like a plasma flow. And I'll run it for everybody for 4 hours. So let's work on liver and kidneys. So they're working on those now. Liver and kidneys should start to get warm, tingly. They're going into the adrenals. Most people have adrenal issues because of emotion, so you feel tug and pull in there. Now, if your liver's paralyzed, it's not sick per se, it's just paralyzed. So it's not processing the toxins, you get brain fog or headaches. So we're taking your liver up now. So it's getting higher and higher. Head should be getting lighter and lighter. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Head should be getting lighter and lighter. Higher and higher as it crosses the toxins in your body. Okay, it's got to 100%, so it'll keep clear over the next 5 minutes. Just be warned, though, if your liver's at 40, if we take it to 100, it'll drop back to 60, do it again, drop back to 80. Normally, it takes 3 or 4 sessions to stabilize the liver. So, going to work on the thyroid, pituitary, pineal. So, they're going in the thyroid, you feel tug and pull in there. That clears the thyroid out. So, if you've got hyper or underactive thyroid, it'll rebalance it over a period of time. So, you feel tug and pull in there. And they're going to work on the pituitary, inch above the brainstem, pineal, 2 inches above the brainstem. So, you're going to feel butterfly movement there. So what I'm going to do is detox the body next, and then I'll do a few heart shock releases, and then we'll spin the Merkaba fields around your body, which feels pretty incredible. So detox of the body now. So we're switching heavy metals and toxins out of this time to a different time in the body, draw them out of the space, draw them out of the body, time, space, continuing switching. So you should feel a cool breeze or a drawing sensation coming out of your body. Now, people say this feels weird. I think weird's great. We love weird. So it's going to get stronger. Cool breeze or a weird drawing at your body draws the toxins stronger and stronger. Then it's going to plateau. We're going to do stronger again. Stronger and stronger. Then it's going to plateau again. Okay, stronger again. Stronger and stronger. Then it should plateau. That'll keep going 4 hours as well. Right, let's start heart shock releases. So what does that mean? Well, like I say, 50, 100,000 layers. So they're going in now. They're going to look for your biggest emotion around the heart chakra. They're going to pull it out. It's energetic. As they pull it out, you're going to feel a tightness. Depending on where the emotion affects the body, it can get tight either the lower back, lower abdomen, solar plexus, breastbone, throat, upper back, shoulder or neck. Can be the head or leg. So you should feel a tightness. Now, I'll do 27 of these, tighter and tighter, but I'll let them run. We'll just do 2 or 3. Now, when it releases, when that tightness releases, breathe it out from the chest. Okay, tight again. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Third one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. we that are winning leases. All right, I'll keep going for 27 times. Okay, so what we're going to do is spin the Merkabah fields. You've probably never felt this before. Maybe you have, I'm not sure. But so what does that mean? Well, as we start, we're going to spin them up to a three-quarter speed light. So you're going to get pretty spacey. Don't be surprised if lights start to ping out when we do this. But it gets a lot of energy flowing in your body because these, you know, these Merkabahs, the antennas, sending and receiving energy. Okay, so I'm starting to rotate them. Because that beans are rotating them for everyone listening now and in the future. So it starts off. So I'm going to go to 0.1 of the speed of light. So it should be start to get pretty spacey. Okay, we're going to accelerate to 0.2 of the speed of light. Okay, getting faster and faster. 0.3 of the speed of light. And don't worry if you get extremely spacey. It's okay. 0.4 of the speed of light. They're getting faster and faster. 0.5 of the speed of light. 0.6 of the speed of light. Okay, we'll only go to 0.75, so 0.7 of the speed of light. Should be getting now pretty spacey. 0.71 of the speed of light. 0.72 of the speed of light. 0.73 of the speed of light. 0.74 of the speed of light. Okay, 0.75. So it should feel pretty spacey. Don't worry if you blow a few bulbs out and things because your energy is really amped up right now. So let me just put some protection on it. Okay, dear God, for anyone listening now and in the future, I command we create a sphere of ultra branch and unconditional over any native person and their Merkabah fields to protect them from any native entities, fractals thereof, manipulations and transmissional frequencies that are not for that person's highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. And so we thank you, God, send you our unconditional love. So be it.
Man, that was great. You know, when you started, it was like I was in a meat locker. Honestly, it was freezing in here. And I don't feel that at all now. I feel very comfortable. But wow, that was a huge, like location-wise alone, what a huge transition. And then, I have a lot of space right now inside of it.
Bless you. Oh, bless you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Love. I love your work. And for those who are really enjoying this and getting a lot out of it, I know I've done your group healings and so it's this times, you know, you do this for 30 minutes to an hour. So somebody join, do they go to your global, I love you have it right here on your.
Global Enlightenment Project.com.
Yeah, we keep it really simple, don't we? So is this where they go then to sign up? Is that the best place?
Yeah. We do it, you know, the general group healings, we do 3 times a week, which is Monday morning, 9 a.m., Thursday evening, 5 p.m. and Saturday, 11 a.m. We do it every week. And, you know, please, if you can't make a donation, don't ever worry about it. Never shame yourself. You know, we're doing it for people, you know, and that's what it's all about. So please sign up, you know, if you're struggling, because it will really help you, you know, move forward. We do 27 releases. And don't forget, by the way, 27 releases, it is quite a lot. You might get a reaction 2 hours next day, might pull your eyes out. Might get a bout of diarrhea because people purge through the intestines. It'd be like blah. Or, you know, you might yawn, cough, burp, or you may even get weird dreams where, you know, they put scenarios together. You think, why was I dreaming about that? But wow, it felt real. And it's because the scenarios are helping you process the emotions and the dream state. So that'd be really good.
Okay. And so for folks who are watching us on youtube.com/Debbie Dashinger, you can very easily see the URL. If you are listening, however, on podcast, it is globalenlightenmentproject.com for Christopher Macklin for his group healings, or if you want to see about a private session. And it is clear, here we are. If somebody had told me a year ago, oh, this is going to This is going to keep happening for a year, maybe 2 years. This COVID, this pandemic, this lockdown. I don't know. I couldn't have managed. One day at a time, I could manage, because it's a lot for somebody like me who loves interaction and connection. So here we are. There is no normal. It's not going to be the back to the normal again. So going into the future, how can we understand a new normal? How can we get ourselves evolved so we're prepared for what this is to be?
Well, I personally think, like I say, the biggest thing for me is getting people around you can hold the space, so you can have fun with, you're not judged, because this is creating huge separation. There's mask versus no mask, there's vaccine versus no vaccine, you know, whatever it is, it's separating people. But, you know, whether you believe it's right or wrong is immaterial. The fact is that it's creating huge judgment and huge separation families, and that's not the way to move forward. You know, we need to take a step back and just love people and hold the space for them. You know, if they do things that we don't agree with, that's not for us to judge. You know, what we're going to do is hold space and love them. Okay, bless you. You know, it's your Chevy vehicle in the third dimensional world. If you want to put stuff in it that I don't agree with, or you don't agree with, or somebody else, that's not for us to judge. You know, that's up to them. And so, you know, we've just got to love people. And I think it's a new way, really, of navigating this world by really stepping out of this matrix. It is a matrix, you know, and it's made up to mind control people and everything else. What we've got to do is take a step back, get back to your sovereign self. You know, you can do whatever in your house. I'm in the ministry building at the moment. You know, am I wearing a mask? No. And, you know, if you want to wear one, it's okay. But, you know, whatever you believe in, you know, get back to your sovereign self and look at things that really you enjoy. You know, it's okay to have a tipple now and again. You know, people say, well, I'm super spiritual, I can't have a glass of wine, or I always revert back to Jesus. Look, Jesus converted water to wine. He's an old tippler. So what's good for him is definitely good for me. You know,
yay,
and it's true.
Can I get a yay?
Yay. Well, the thing is, you know, if you think about it, in those days, in Jesus' time, 2,000 years ago, they couldn't drink the water because that's it right. Was awful. So they drank wine. And so, you know, that's okay. You know, it's not going to drop your vibration, as long as you obviously don't get drunk. You know, if you get on heavy spirits, you know, spirits are called spirits for a reason, because when you get really drunk, your vibration drops. You can get an energy attachment and people can become quite aggressive. So again, it's important to manage it, but you know, a couple of glasses of wine, it's great with dinner and having some fun. You know, if you like dancing to the 80s music or the 90s, do it, you know, or even now, or you like classical music, whatever you love, you know, do the things you love. There's plenty of facilities. It's just, I think, shifting the mindset from whatever you were doing. And maybe, you know, a lot of people, like you say, going out, you know, just do it differently. You know, we've got this 40-acre site. We go down the 40 acres, we walk around, we stay there. You know, you can still do the things. It's just a shift out of this third dimensional world.
Yeah.
And set boundaries. Really important, set boundaries. Don't allow people, you know, to project their stuff on you. If they do, oh, bless you, I love you, but won't be doing that again, because that's not okay. Don't judge them, because, you know, if they're projecting stuff, they've got hurt in them, and it's important to love them for who they are, but you don't have to bring that into you, you know, which will make you sick. So, you know, set boundaries, really important.
Thank you for that reminder. I really appreciate it.
Oh, bless you.
Apropos, yeah. Are people right now reuniting with their family, their soul family? Is there a soul family connection going on right now?
I think people are, actually, because I think they're spending more time at home. And also, you know, Debbie, it's really important, I think, to give yourself time to think. I just like sitting there, let your mind go. To me, meditation is when you surrender the mind, let it go, and then, you know, things happen. You know, I hear a lot of people, yeah, I need to meditate, but which meditation do I use? You don't actually have to use anyone. You know, if you can learn to surrender the mind and get the monkey mind out of the way, just say, okay, I'm open. They'll start talking to you, you know, and it's amazing what they talk about and what can happen. You know, amazing things happen, but it is about surrender the mind and allowing yourself time. You know, we've all been programmed, we've got to do this, we've got to do that today. Miss my day off, so I've got to run to there and I've got to go there. But you don't have to, you know, because there's tomorrow, you know, and the day after. So I think it's really important it's all about surrender. And just being, you know, in the space of God, and things just evolve.
And what about you, Christopher? What is the most important thing that you've learned this past year? What really revealed itself to you to take on, to incorporate in your life, so it helped up-level you as a wisdom or as a new practice or way of being?
My biggest one actually is expectations of people. And I think we're all guilty of it. You know, you have expectations, they don't perform. And, you know, my biggest thing is completely surrender to expectations. Have no expectations at all. And then you're never disappointed. And if you do that, what you do is you're not then putting pressure on all the people around you to perform the way you think it should be, which is maybe not the case for them, you know, because everyone's different. And it's really taught me, you know, have no expectations, just love the people around you. You know, if things happen, great. If they don't, but that's okay. And it makes you a better person then, because without expectations, it makes you, again, it's expectations, surrender, it's the whole thing. It really allows you to just be in a tranquil place with, you know, you've got no judgment or anything. Because expectations really is kind of a judgment in a way. Well, they didn't do that, and they didn't clear the loo today, or they didn't do, you know, they didn't make the dinner today. That's not what it's all about. You know, it's all about just loving the person, and you know, you do your thing, they do theirs, you know, and people are different. And that's what I think a lot of relationships clash because of expectations. And if you actually really let them go, then, you know, the relationship can become so, so much more powerful.
And what about difficult choices in your life? Did you have to make any difficult choices in order to fulfill your destiny?
Yeah, I did. I mean, you know, I was married with kids in England, and when I went bankrupt, that marriage collapsed. I then, you know, went into a flat for a while, then I became homeless. And that was a difficult choice because we had younger kids and, you know, I had to leave them, of course. But I knew it was the right thing. I had this inner strength that it was the right thing and it's all going to come right. And now, you know, it's great. I mean, obviously I'm married to Mandy, you know, she's in America. My ex-wife got remarried and she's really happy. The kids are really happy. We still connect with them. But that's a difficult choice because I had to leave, you know, leave the US, the UK to come to the US, you know, because I was led to come here. And I think that, you know, sometimes you do get sacrifices for your gifts. It's just not that simple sometimes. And I've seen a lot of relationships, you know, people in relationship, well, husband doesn't get it, whatever. So, well, you know, the only person who could decide whether it's okay with you is you. You know, is it okay to stay in that relationship or not? You've got to decide. Maybe you move on, or maybe you help the person to come up to a new level of spirituality. You know, but again, you can't judge people. But, you know, again, you've got to set boundaries. Well, do I want this in my life forever? And only you can decide that, you know. So life just changes. You do make sacrifices. You know, when I went bankrupt, I had nothing. Now we do great. You know, I'm not a multimillionaire, never want to be, but we always have enough. And you always, you know, it shifts you into the thing of gratitude. When you've lost everything, you're grateful for everything, including food on the table and everything. Wow, thank you, God, for the beautiful food I've got tonight. And a lot of people just, you know, take it for granted and never take anything for granted, you know, nothing at all.
Do you think there's going to be another wave? Do you feel like, I know, you know, 6 months ago, we were all talking about that. Oh, there's going to be a stronger strain of the virus coming out. Be prepared. But do you feel like it's going to abate, or do you feel like it's going to make a stronger resurgence?
I think it's going to subside. I mean, they haven't even identified the first one, so they don't know if there's a new strain or not, because, so, you know, who knows? I think it's going away. I think it's a psyop. You know, I do think it's manufactured, definitely. But I think, you know, it's just a bad flu. But it is RNA, DNA triggered. So people with the wrong RNA could get really sick from it. Other people don't. So I think, you know, my feeling is it's just going to fade. You know, they've changed the cycles. And so, you know, now the number of cases is plummeting, you know, and I think it'll just disappear fairly quickly. I mean, there's always flu, there's SARS and there's pig flu and bird flu, and they've all come out. But this one's, you know, all you have to do is look at the figures. You know, 2019, how many people died of stuff? 2.6 million people. How many died in 2020? Oh, that'd be about 6.2 million people. So, you know, it makes you realize that, you know, you just, I'm not here to judge, I'm just observing that oh, where's the pandemic? Is there one? And the answer is probably not, but, you know, but everyone can make their own mind up, you know. So I just think it's, I personally think it's mind control. That's what people are, you know, interested in. Don't allow it to affect you, you know. Take a step out of it, you know. It's easy to get caught in this cycle. And, you know, I know even people look at, you know, truth seeking and everything else. And, you know, some of it's great and some of it's kind of, it feels a bit off. You've got to discern for yourself, you know, what you feel. The only truth you can get is within you, that discernment. And that's the most powerful thing we all have as human beings. Mm. So, you know, if you're looking at any truth seeking and that, some of it's kind of a bit off, some of it's okay. And, you know, just use that discernment. It's so important.
We're at the end here. It's been so fast and wonderful, Christopher. What would you like to tell the listeners at the end?
Yeah, just always know God has your back. Full stop, there's no doubt. And I think, you know, if you go there and if you're not there, where's God? You know, it's important to release some emotion and get yourself into a high vibrational state where, you know, you feel as like, I want to take on the world, I want to help people. Because, you know, and once you get to that state, and, you know, if you want help, please sign up for, you know, sign up for these healing sessions. They're every week. They're on YouTube. They're on Facebook. And, you know, they're also streamed if you want to be on Zoom. We do it 3 times a week. It really helps people get into that high vibrational sovereign self state, you know, because we don't need gurus. We don't need teachers. We just need ourselves. You know, that's all we've got, you know, to rely on, in my opinion.
Beautiful. Yeah. And I can testify, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on your computer, your iPad, whatever. You will feel as Christopher does the healing. You will absolutely be receiving it and be prepared to take a little nap afterwards because it's beautiful and relaxing and you will release a lot. If you're interested, do go to the website to sign up. It is globalenlightenmentproject.com. And I end today's show with this quote from the book, The Alchemist. There is one great truth on this planet, whoever you are, or whatever it is that you do, when you really want something, it's because that desire originated in the soul of the universe. It's your mission on Earth. In order to find the treasure, you will have to follow the omens. God has prepared a path for everyone to follow. You just have to read the omens that he left for you. Next week on this number one weekly transformation conversation on Dare to Dream, I am featuring Paul Sheely. Dr. Paul Sheely produces transformation through powerful accelerated learning strategies. I grew up listening to his paraliminals and that voice. I'm so excited to have him here. He creates extraordinary results in relationships, work, money, and health. Tune in to hear Dr. Paul Sheely next week. And remember, don't just dare to dream, dare to create all your dreams into your reality.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands.